Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Controversial Boston defense attorney Barry Wilson may soon be headed for jail now that a state appeals court has upheld a finding that he engaged in criminal contempt of court. Wilson exploded in anger last May during a murder trial presided over by Superior Court Judge Patrick Brady. Brady later sentenced Wilson to 90 days in jail. WBUR's David Boeri recently spent some time with Wilson, who's reflecting on what happened and what comes next.
It was midday, and Barry Wilson was sitting at the bar at Billy T's, which he sometimes calls his office.
I mean, they've gotten what they want. They've seen the last of me.
What do you mean they've seen the last of you?
I'm done being a lawyer. After this decision, I'm not going to walk in a court of law again. Are you kidding me?
The bottle of 12-year-old Macallan was missing from the shelf above the bar. Wilson had finished it off the previous night, and they don't reorder supplies until Friday.
I'll go to jail proudly. Proudly. Because all I did was my job.
The appeals court decision that drained the Macallan called Wilson's conduct before the court of Patrick Brady last May deliberately contemptuous and a serious threat to the administration of justice. The topic was what Barry Wilson said. This is what Barry Wilson said to the judge.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Wait, Mr. Wilson.
No!
Mr. Wilson.
No, we're not going to say wait. And you're going to sit up?
Listen, if you...
Lock me up now. Just lock me up and clear...
Wilson was defending a young black man charged with murder. And Wilson went ballistic during jury selection after the judge dismissed two black people as jurors, then impaneled a white person with a background in law enforcement.
That's ridiculous! 15 years a federal agent, and he's going to be unbiased! Are you kidding me?
Barry Wilson's hero is the late and legendary radical lawyer William Kunstler. And like Kunstler, he sees the world as divided into two sides, the oppressed and their oppressors. His loyalty is clear. He says the system is unjust. He often calls cops Nazis and judges idiots. You take no prisoners.
No. It's a war. I'm not even nice to a prosecutor except, you know, acknowledge you because I don't want emotionalism to play into any role. If I sort of like you, that will interfere with my job. My job is to be a zealous advocate on behalf of my client. Notice nobody's saying that I lied or cheated. No. Oh, I yelled at you. I yelled at you? You're damn right I might have yelled at you, and I'm going to tell you something. You earned it. You earned it.
On Tuesday, the appeals court called Wilson's conduct without parallel in the written decisions of the Commonwealth's courts. Significantly, the 21-page rebuke to Wilson was written by Kent Smith, one of the most respected judges among defense attorneys. The unanimous three-judge opinion also concluded that Wilson intentionally attempted to goad Judge Brady into dismissing the juror Wilson didn't want. This is what Wilson said back in May.
Because I think you got to excuse him now, because I think he knows I don't like him!
Mr. Wilson, is there some reason that I should not hold you in contempt?
That was the judge who declared Wilson in contempt and sentenced him to 90 days and has now been upheld by the appeals court. Wilson will seek to stay the sentence.
Do you regret screaming?
No.
Don't regret any of your behavior?
No. And I'll go do my 90 days. Smile through the whole 90 days. No. I'll go out the way I came in. And my man, Mr. Kunstler, wherever he is, no, I don't regret anything. I did what I was supposed to do.
As Wilson got up from the bar at Billy T's, he opened his fortune cookie. Courtesy opens many doors, it said. It was an inclination the self-dubbed dinosaur Barry Wilson never showed in the courtroom. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.